हरे कृष्णा, जो आईडीसी कोर्स के लिए आए हैं वे कृपया ऊपर टेंपल हॉल में प्रस्थान करिए। हिंदी बाजू में भक्ति सिद्धांत हॉल में प्रस्थान करिए।
हरे कृष्ण। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, 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 जय ओम विशुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की, प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की, श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री नवद्वीप धाम की, श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगा माई की, यमुना माई की, तुलसी देवी की, भक्ति देवी की, कलयुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंद और ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज और ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज और ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज और ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा एंड ग्लोरी श्री प्रभुपाद। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत् So today we are reading from the first canto, 10th chapter of the Bhagavatam, entitled Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka, text number 5. Nadyah samudra girayah savanaspati virudhah फलंत्योषधयः सर्वाः काममन्वृतुतस्य वै। नद्यः समुद्रा गिरयः सवनस्पतिवीरुधः फलंत्योषधयः सर्वाः काममन्वृतुतस्य वै। नद्यः समुद्रा गिरयः सवनस्पतिवीरुधः फलन्त्योषधयः सर्वाः काममन्वृतुतस्य वै। सद्यः समुद्रा गिरयः सवनस्पतिवीरुधः फलंत्योषधयः सर्वाः काममन्वृतुतस्य वै। नद्यः समुद्रा गिरयः सवनस्पतिवीरुधः फलंत्योषधयः सर्वाः काममन्वृतुतस्य वै। नद्यः समुद्रा गिरयः सवनस्पतिवीरुधः फलन्त्योषधयः सर्वाः काममन्वृतुतस्य वै। माताजि, नद्यः समुद्रा गिरयः सवनस्पतिवीरुधः काममन्वृतुतस्य वै। नद्यः समुद्रा गिरयः सवनस्पतिवीरुधः फलंत्योषधयः सर्वाः काममन्वतु तस्य वै। नद्यः रिवर्स समुद्राः ओशन्स गिरयः हिल्स एंड माउंटेन्स स वनस्पति वेजिटेबल्स वीरुधः क्रीपर्स फलन्ति एक्टिव ओषधयः ड्रग्स सर्वाः ऑल कामम नेसेसिटीज अनृतु सीजनल तस्य फॉर द किंग वै सर्टेनली। Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The rivers, oceans, hills, mountains, forests, creepers, and active drugs, in every season, paid their tax quota to the king in profusion. Purport. Since Maharaj Yudhishthira was under the protection of the Ajita, the infallible Lord, as above mentioned, the properties of the Lord, namely the rivers, oceans, hills, forests, etc., were all pleased, and they used to supply their respective quota of taxes to the king. The secret of success is to take refuge under the protection of the Supreme Lord. Without his sanction, nothing can be possible. To make economic development by our own endeavors on the strength of tools and machinery is not all. The sanction of the Supreme Lord must be there. Otherwise, despite all instrumental arrangements, everything will be unsuccessful. The ultimate cause of success is the Daiva, the Supreme. Kings like Maharaj Yudhishthira knew perfectly well that the king is the agent of the Supreme Lord to look after the welfare of the mass of people. Actually, the state belongs to the Supreme Lord. The rivers, oceans, forests, hills, drugs, etc. are not creations of man. They are all creations of the Supreme Lord, and the living being is allowed to make use of the property of the Lord for the service of the Lord. Today's slogan is that everything is for the people, and therefore the government is for the people and by the people. But to produce a new species of humanity at the present moment on the basis of God consciousness and perfection of human life, the ideology of godly communism, the world has to again follow in the footsteps of kings like Maharaj Yudhishthira or Parikshit. There is enough of everything by the will of the Lord, and we can make proper use of things to live comfortably without enmity between men or animal and man or nature. The control of the Lord is everywhere, and if the Lord is pleased, every part of nature will be pleased. The river will flow profusely to fertilize the land. The oceans will supply sufficient quantities of minerals, pearls and jewels. The forest will supply sufficient wood, drugs and vegetables. And the seasonal changes will effectively help produce fruits and flowers in profuse quantity. The artificial way of living, depending on factories and tools, can render so-called happiness only to a limited number at the cost of millions. Since the energy of the mass of people is engaged in factory production, the natural products are being hampered, and for this the mass is unhappy. Without being educated properly, the mass of people are following in the footsteps of the vested interests by exploiting natural reserves, and therefore there is acute competition between individual and individual, and nation and nation. There is no control by the trained agent of the Lord. We must look into the defects of modern civilization by comparison here and should follow in the footsteps of Maharaj Yudhishthir to cleanse man and wipe out anachronisms. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapidam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadhantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Neena Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpadaru Bhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyai Paridhanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Hare Krishna. So, in this particular verse, Suta Goswami is explaining to the sages of Naimisharanya who asked as to, after being convinced by Bhishma Dev, after being enthroned as the unrivaled emperor of the world by the desire of Krishna, and eventually accepting that responsibility with great restraint, what did Yudhishthir do? This is another sign of a leader. He's not eager for that position. But understanding the need and also with profuse blessings and approval of whom he considers as genuine representatives of the Lord, and here the Lord himself, he accepted it more as a responsibility. It's like a hot seat. And then in these verses, the prosperity that prevailed on the whole planet is described. How cows were giving milk, and practically the land was, you know, wet due to, without even milking the cows, the milk was flowing on the fields. Not only were the subjects fully happy, satisfied, but the whole kingdom was completely prosperous. And here it says, even the rivers, the seas, the hills, the mountains, the forests, the creepers, Oshadhaya, all of them paid their taxes happily. Because they knew that the representative of the Lord who is sitting is actually pleasing the Lord. Now generally, whenever all these years, for over three decades, whenever I read that, it seems too idealistic. It's nice to speak on the Bhagavatam. And sometimes people speak with such enthusiasm and as it is. And at least during the class we feel, you know, inspired and that's it. But as soon as you step out and walk into the world, immediately you are in another reality. And it starts appearing that it is too idealistic. It's not practical. Hey, thanks to Prabhupada, at least he gave us, at least we know what the ideal is. Even that is not known. People thought this is what life is all about. Without having come in contact with these crest of all jewel scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is non-different from the Lord, from the heart of the Lord, from the desire of the Lord. And hearing it from an unbroken chain of disciplic succession, of those devotees who actually understood the heart of the Lord and established his desire, at least everyone understands, theoretically. So there is this ideal, and then there is this real. And there seems to be such a long gap that practically it leads to some kind of depression. But the amazing thing about the powerful acharyas, they completely see they are the visionaries. They actually see exactly what Krishna wants. And simultaneously they are so grounded with the actual reality of this world. I mean, it's so far. This is one of the reasons why the sages of Naimisharanya, with a single desire of doing welfare for humanity at large, genuine concern for the suffering mass, and absolutely no clue as to where to begin. How do we start? How do we grip this reality to move it towards the ideal in whatever little way we can? They ask this question right at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prayana alpayushah sabhya kalavasmin yuge jana manda sumanda matayo मंदभाग्या ही उपद्रुता. पीपल आर सो अनफॉर्चुनेट, दे आर सो शॉर्ट लिव्ड. बाय द टाइम दे अंडरस्टैंड इट इज टाइम टू लीव, बाय द टाइम दे गेट एजुकेटेड, बाय द टाइम दे अचीव ऑल द डिग्रीज, बाय द टाइम दे गेट एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ द फील्ड दैट दे वांट टू एंटर, it's time to leave for them. Alpayusha. They understand, but they can't do anything anymore. And they are so lazy. Even if they are, they know what to do, but many of them are lazy. Most of them. Manda. To do it. And even if they want to, they're misguided. Sumanda matayo. So many people are saying so many things with full conviction from their perspective. Anything short of absolute truth, anything short of this reality, this truth, Satyam Param Dhimahi, is actually not the complete. It's not the complete and perfect. The complete and perfect thing is described in the Ishopanishad. Ishavasya midam sarva. Purnamadaha purnamidam. Purna purnamudachyate. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva. The Lord is perfect and complete. His creation is perfect and complete in and of itself. So anything short of that cannot sustain. And this we cannot attain. That's the dilemma that we are in. And therefore, either we become too idealistic or appear as hypocrite, as speaking something and living something else. It's a fact. We speak about all this, but our lifestyle is totally different. So intelligent people think that this is a hypocrisy. Or, the other thing is saying that, kaam nahi karta yaar, it's good, it's nice, but doesn't work. So how do you grapple with it? How do you deal with this? So we see in the lives of acharyas, it's like an extremely sick person goes to an expert vaidya. He goes to an Ayurvedic specialist and he is practically on the verge of death. Marne wala hai. So that person sees hopeless case. But a true vaidya actually takes it as a challenge. In fact, when such challenging cases come, a true professional feels enlivened, feels enthused, feels challenged. I'll feel it. Let me come to grips with it. Let me deal with it. Let me start something at least. Even if I fail, it's worth it. As Prabhupada said, if you're going to shoot a rhino, even if you failed, you said, rhino ko marne gaya tha bhai. At least usko teen chhed mara, teen goli laga usko. Bhale wo mere piche bhaga, mere ko bhagna pada. Teen goli laga usko. Main gaya uske naak ke upar seedha mara. At least I tried. There is no, as Prabhupada said, no impossible is in the dictionary of, this is not in the dictionary of acharyas. And it's not some too idealistic, they are very, very practical. And the more the challenge, the more their enthusiasm, the more their determination to actually deal with it. And they give a blueprint for us between the very, very exalted philosophy, the head in the clouds, but feet on the ground, very much on the ground. They are the most realistic people. But simultaneously, they are always, the ideals never compromise. So, whenever, you read like this, ideal. Everyone paid taxes. Can you imagine the without his okay. Everyone paid. You know, the rivers were paying their taxes by giving so many jewels. Samudra was giving pearls, and Oshadhi and all that was paid by the hills, the mountains. So when you know, this seems a little bit phantasmagoria. So here, within these purports, lies the solution also. And I had decided, isme hai, wahi to solution hai. Kahan hai ye solution? Otherwise, I didn't want to speak on this. How can I speak? I myself am not convinced. Aisa kuch hoga, aisa raja aayega, Yudhishthir ke baad aisa raja hona chahiye. It's like a dream almost. Imagine Prabhupada telling, in the parliament, everyone should have Mangalarti before beginning the... And all the MLAs and MPs should chant 16 rounds. He had written it down when he went to meet Indira Gandhi. I mean, at least he dared speak it. With conviction, ke aap karo ye. Prabhuji kaisa ho hai? Get it. Pagal hai kya? All who joined ISKCON must have heard this. Pagal ho gaya bichara. Abhi tak theek tha, kuch to bolta hai. 84 lakh bolta hai, kis bhi bolta hai. Ya nisha sarva bhutanam, tasyam jagrati sayam. Yasyam jagrati bhutani, sa nisha pashyatom. But simultaneously, not to lose hope. So what is the clue here? The rivers, oceans, forests, hills, drugs, etc. are not creations of man. They are the creations of the Supreme Lord. And the living being is allowed to make use of the property of the Lord for the service of the Lord. Okay. What is today's slogan? Today's slogan is that everything is for the people and therefore the government is for the people and by the people. But please listen to this very carefully. Here is the solution. At least where do I begin? Otherwise, like, very intangible, very ethereal, but something practical, something realistic, something to begin with. Here is a step. But to produce a new species of humanity, this species is called the Vaishnava species, who believe in Vishnu as a supreme and Paradukha Dukhi. But to produce a new species of humanity at the present moment on the basis of God consciousness and perfection of human life, the ideology of godly communism the world has to again follow in the footsteps of kings like Maharaj Yudhishthir or Parikshit. There is enough of everything by the will of the Lord, and we can make proper use of things to live comfortably without enmity between men or animal and man or nature. Between animal, men and men and animal, men and nature. Adi atmika, adi bhautika, adi daivika. Vrindavan is a place yatra naisarga durvai raha saha asa nr mrigadaya mitrani iva ajita avasa dhrutarut tarshakadikam. So here it is, a real world, Kali Yuga, and there is the Vrindavan. You know? That's described in the Brahma Samhita. Lord Brahma saw that. So this is why it appears so difficult or so impossible and appears idealistic. Srila Prabhupada gives another solution. without being educated properly, this is the root. Without being educated properly, the mass of people are following in the footsteps of the vested interests by exploiting natural reserves, and therefore there is acute competition between individual and individual and nation and nation. There is no control by the trained agent of the Lord. We must look into the defects of modern civilization by comparison here, and should follow in the footsteps of Maharaj Yudhishthir to cleanse man and wipe out anachronism. Anachronism kya hota hai? Event and dictionary end. So anachronism means, suddenly if I am put in the dinosaur age, I am out of place. Ye out of place ko hata ke, to put in place. Comparison. This and this seems totally out of place. But the Acharya has put everything in place. How did Srila Prabhupada begin this whole effort to make the world Krishna conscious? I mean, it's absolutely impossible task. Bhaktisiddhanta Swami said, oh, you're an intelligent young man. Take this mission and spread it all over in the world. In the English language. You kahan shuru kare? How do I figure out? Where do I begin? What do I do? Hai jeb mein ek paisa bhi nahi. I'm an old man. But the project is whole world, planet. No resources. But only two things. Tremendous faith and enthusiasm to do something. At least I will do my effort. If you are not a part of the solution, then you are, by default, you are a part of the problem. So why am I saying this? I was doing some homework. So Srila Prabhupada, while doing his effort of going and preaching, Nachao, Nachao Prabhu, Nachao, say, I don't know why you have brought me here, but I am just kind of trying to execute whatever my Guru Maharaj has ordered me. I'll do my part. Simply trying to become an instrument of the Lord's desire. A puppet in His hands through His representative. So look at, in the preface, He took up this massive task while preaching practically throughout the day. He decided this huge, onerous task of translating the Srimad Bhagavatam. And like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, knowing the time is very short, people at least should know the 10th canto. He first gave the Krishna book. Srila Prabhupada gave teachings of Lord Chaitanya before giving Chaitanya Charitamrita. He gave Krishna book before giving the 10th before giving the Bhagavatam. But when he is beginning the preface, this is the preface. Just I would like to read four paragraphs of the preface before beginning this massive task of translating 18,000 verses. Or sorry, writing commentary. Translating, we know Ash Samanand Prabhu. He was sitting in Bhaktivedanta Hospital year after year. Kitna ho gaya? Abhi chal raha hai, dheere dheere ho raha hai. Kabhi kabhi ek purport ke liye pura din chala jata hai. Translate karne ki. How to write the spirit of that. So sometimes translators also, word to word they do it. It brings out totally different meaning. For that you have to have practiced. You have to have understood the philosophy. It's not just scholarship alone. To understand the spirit of that purport, of the statement, and to put it in that particular language. So what does he write? First, as an expert surgeon or an expert vaidya, coming across very, very disappointing, extremely serious gone case, the first thing an expert vaidya does is catches hold of the pulse and closes his eyes. I have seen expert Ayurveda. Completely gets a full-fledged X-ray, top to bottom, kya kya ho raha hai. I realized one specialist from Gujarat, this fellow had come. And he just caught hold of my pulse. And like that, closed his eyes and rattling off 18 problems. I went with only one problem. He gave me 18, he made me realize 18 problems. And he said, aapko peeth mein khujli hota hai kya? Bula, haan, 4 din se toh khujla raha hun. I didn't know. Haan, ye ho gaya, ye ho gaya. And it was so embarrassing because pura andar ki baat bahar and people are sitting all, you know, like 20 people sitting. It's not that private consultation in the room, confidential. This confidential secret is open. But amazing. So he understands exactly the current status. Jana wahan hai, par Delhi bahut dur hai. But right now, iska status kya hai? So that I begin with the ground level thing. So he understands few needs. What's the need of the hour? What's the need? I mean, now we are much comfortable. An international society is there. Many of us are doing IDC to get initiated. Abhi bona fide Vaishnav ho gaye. 16 mala, 4 mala. 4 saal se kar raha hai, Prabhu. 4 niyamon ka 4.5, matlab niyamon ka bhi palan kar raha hu, main extra kuch kar raha hu. Even that is so difficult. But here is a person, nothing, is going into a foreign land, but understands the need of the hour for the whole planet. It's like holding the pulse of the planet. Bhudevi ka aisa pulse pakad ke dekh rahe. Kya situation hai aapke? Swasthya kaise hai mata ji? We must know the present need of human society. And what is that need? Human society is no longer bounded by geographical limits to particular countries or communities. Human society is broader than in the Middle Ages, and the world tendency is toward one state or one human society. The ideals of spiritual communism, exactly what he's talking about in this purport. The ideals of spiritual communism, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, are based more or less on the oneness of the entire human society, nay, of the entire energy of living beings. They are seeing the whole humanity. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. That's a Vaishnav. He sees beyond, and especially it is become, thanks to technology, thanks to the IT, thanks to social media, anything happening anywhere, immediately you hear, see here. Everyone knows. So in such a situation, the need is felt by great thinkers to make this a successful ideology. What is that? There should be one nation, one state, one type of living entities. Srimad Bhagavatam will fill this need in human society. It begins therefore with an aphorism of Vedanta philosophy, Janmadhyasya Yataha, to establish the ideal of a common cause. This is what he, Srila Prabhupada, checked the pulse of this planet, and he gives the need. This is the need. You have to go to the root. And the only way to unite this whole planet in this day and age where, you know, karlo dunya mutthi mein. It has happened that anyone, you know, everything is spilled out like that. The need is, what's the common thing? Where do we strike a commonality? If you born to unite, you have to see something that is common. Unless we see something common, intelligence in the mode of goodness is trying to unite by seeing something common. In the mode of passion, you see more of differences. And the only thing that can unite everyone is Janmadhyasya Yataha. That's where Bhagavatam begins, as a purport of Vedanta Sutra. Then, this is the first. So this is the need. People So what should people do? Human society at the present moment is not in the darkness of oblivion. See, he's seeing positive things also. Like the dark ages of the past, things are, no, now it's different. It has made rapid progress in the fields of material comforts, education, and economic development throughout the entire world. But there is a pinprick somewhere in the society body at large. And therefore, there are large-scale quarrels, even over less important issues. There is lack of focus. While giving full energy and attention to material progress and sense enjoyment, still they are feeling pinprick. Why? Even small things, big fight over practically insignificant thing. But when the ego comes in, nahin. Nahin, mein sahi huya wahi, mein uddesh mera sahi tha bas. So when there is that ego, because of ignorance, even though everything is clear, everyone knows exactly what they should do, but no, let him do it first. Why should I do it? There is need of a clue as to how humanity can come, how the humanity can become one in peace, friendship, and prosperity with a common cause. So we are talking about prosperity, right? We want peace, we want friendship, peace of mind, friendship with the living entities, and prosperity with nature. This is what everyone wants. I should be peace with myself, friendship with everyone else, and there is prosperity. That is Vrindavan. That's the spiritual world. Srimad Bhagavatam will fill this need, for it is a cultural presentation for the re-spiritualization of the entire human society. It's a cultural presentation. It's not just spiritual. Culture is a favorable environment where a particular, what we want to, just like, you know, they call it bacteria culture. You create a particular kind of environment, particular type of people are attracted to that environment. You create a very sattvic kind of environment, that kind of people will come. You have a bar and restaurant, a particular type of people will come. You have a slaughterhouse, particular type of people will come here. Vrindavan Forest. Earlier it was a, you know, garbage yard of the whole this building. And only crows and pigeons were there. And as soon as this kind of a forest situation, we saw so many butterflies, parrots now. Sometimes you become train, they shout too much. Positive problem. Too many parrots. Why? Because a particular environment was created. And then, Srimad Bhagavatam should be introduced also in schools and colleges, for it is recommended by the great student devotee Prahlad Maharaj, in order to change the demoniac face of society. This is another thing. While fulfilling the need for individual peace, friendship, but you know, paritranaya sadhuna, we need to vinashaya dushkritam also. So through proper education system, the demoniac face of society must be reduced. This is the third one. Fourth one, disparity in human society is due to lack of principles in a godless civilization. There is God, or the Almighty One, from whom everything emanates, by whom everything is maintained, and in whom everything is merged to rest. Material science has tried to find the ultimate source of creation very insufficiently. So the scientific part, scientifically establishing the existence of God, the influence of God, the effect of prioritizing God in a civilization. But it is a fact that there is one ultimate source of everything that be. This ultimate source is explained rationally and authoritatively in the beautiful Bhagavatam or Srimad Bhagavatam. This is one of the reasons Srila Prabhupada decided, because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told him, you preach this message. So to preach this, I need to have some, realize this is what is the need. So he set upon this task. Because he saw, this is the main, this is where I can begin. I need to have the content first. Then the curriculum is made. How to divide it in a way that then I begin about the college or the school. Building structure is very easy. But what will I teach? I need to have the content first. After I develop the content, I need to have a pakka curriculum. How I will give it? Systematically. This way and this way and this way and this way. And then what will be the format, you know? How will be the universities? How should be it should be structured? And here is also the fourth paragraph. Srimad Bhagavatam is the transcendental science not only for knowing the ultimate source of everything. So this is the first thing. To first know the ultimate source of everything. Because you are seeing that the tree is drying up. And you are trying to put water on the fruit, on the branches, on the leaves. Sorry, sir. And we have only one bucket of water. And there is a huge tree that is drying up. So the first thing is, find out the root. First understand that you have to water the root. And then take that little bucket, whatever little you have. Just put it at the root. That's it. Yatha taror moola nishechanena trupyanti tatskanda bhujopashak. How did Srila Prabhupada have such a profound impact on this planet? Just in 10 years. From the age of 70 to 80. Of course he was empowered, but he did something to allow the Lord to empower him. He also knew, I continue to simply water the root with whatever little ability, skill and resources I have. He says, I am very frail, I don't have, you know, my English is not so very good, but Tadvag visargo janatag viplavo yasmin pratishloka mabadhavatyabhi. Based on that statement of Bhagavatam, at least I am making that effort. And intelligent and honest people, sincere people, will appreciate that effort. Because they are saragrahi people. Such saragrahi people will be attracted. Even though there are so many faults, even though there are so many shortcomings, so many limitations, but they will see the sincerity of the intention behind this huge effort by just one old man, 70-year-old man. So, the first was knowing the root. But please listen to this. Srimad Bhagavatam is a transcendental science not only for knowing the ultimate source of everything, but also for knowing our relation with Him and our duty towards perfection of the human society on the basis of this perfect knowledge. So one is to know Him. But to know Him is to be situated on executing our duty towards Him. Who are you? Oh, you are my father. If you are my father, I am your son. And if you are my father, I have a duty towards my father. If this is the root of the tree, my duty too is to water the root. So, not only Srimad Bhagavatam is giving the ultimate source of everything, but also help us to know the relation with Him and our duty toward perfection of human society on the basis of perfect knowledge. Sambandha. Then I know, once the sambandha is known, once I know the connection with my source, I know connection with my inner self with the Lord, I know my connection with the other people in this world, other living entities, and I know my sambandha with nature. If you are dealing with nature, if you are dealing with relationship seminars, if you are dealing how to become peaceful, but if you don't address the root, without God, the connecting force, the ultimate, which figures out everything in its proper place, it will be useless. So this Bhagavatam, not only scientifically, logically, explains the root, but also explains the duty, our activity. As soon as sambandha is known, activity starts. Sambandha nahi hai to pata nahi, I don't know. Main to chala jidhar chale rasta. Mujhe kya khabar hai, kaha meri manzil. That is called loafing. That's not traveling. For teacher sometimes, loafer. Loafer samjha nahi, loafer kya hota, baad mein dictionary dekha main. Loafer mein one who is going without any destination, without any goal, without any agenda, without any plan. So brahmanda brahmite. That is loafer. Only Guru Krishna Prasad. Without that, we are all loafers. Simply loafing around in this universe. It's a powerful reading matter in the Sanskrit language, and it is now rendered into English elaborately, so that simply by a careful reading, one will know God perfectly well, so much so that the reader will be sufficiently educated to defend himself from the onslaught of atheists. The essence is atheism. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, there are so many philosophies in the world. So many philosophies. Nasau munirya matamna bhinnam. Anything other than this philosophy of the Bhagavatam established by Vedavyas is not, all these philosophies are different justifications of confusion about the absolute truth. I am confused about the absolute truth and I create a whole philosophy around it. All these are different vada. And to defend against that, you have to be well equipped with Srimad Bhagavatam, the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam. A person who is equipped with this, he can't be dragged here and there by any kind of philosophical. That's why it is said, Balopiyad Anugrahat Tared Nana Matam Grahya Siddhanta Sagaram. Today's world is an ocean. It's an ocean of confusion. So many nonsense philosophies. And in this ocean, there are powerful alligators, powerful crocodiles who are devouring everyone. Nirvishesha, Shunyavadi. So many millions of philosophies. And various new flavors keep coming. And different names are given. That's all. Just like there are 84 lakh species possible. Usse jyada nahi, ek nahi, jyada nahi, kam nahi. Similarly, all possible philosophies are different possible doubts about the absolute truth. That's all. And one who knows the absolute truth can defend himself against any nonsense. Not only that, so that the reader will be sufficiently educated to defend himself from the onslaught of atheists. Over and above this, the reader will be able to convert others to accepting God as a concrete principle. As a concrete principle. So this was his content and curriculum development. He did that. After doing that, he said, now I have given you content de diya. Abhi ek university chahiye bhai. Ek college chahiye. And this college is not as a local college. This is an international society. I want an international society. Imagine on July 11th, 1966, sitting with some hippies. Aade thoda, achha bol rahe Prabhu Swami ji. I think it makes sense, yeah. I'll try to do something. There's some people who are taking interest. And others are just kind of spaced out, sitting there. Probably, you know, khoda prasad milega at the end. Nice Swami, get to dance here. And at that time, he called one legal man. Lawyer. He had document padho isko. We are forming an international society for this. And original trustees. Ab bhi charas maar ke aaya hai, wo trustee hai. Can you imagine? And one new person had come. Mr. John, you also sign? Kya? Main trust. Kya farak padta hai? Ek paisa jeb mein nahi hai, unke paas bhi nahi hai. Do bhikari baith ke trust banayenge. World headquarters wahan kuch bhi rakhe. Kya farak padta hai? Except Prabhupada, no one had a clue as to what they were becoming trustees of. They had no trust that this will ever manifest. But Srila Prabhupada was seeing it clear. There are temples all over the world. There are devotees. There are thousands of books being distributed. Everyone will take up to Krishna consciousness. Why? Not on my confidence. I have faith in Lord Chaitanya's words. Prithivite ache jato nagaradigram sarvatra prachar hoi bhaman. That's the source of enthusiasm. Hope against hope. Full faith and conviction. If Lord Chaitanya has declared it, it will happen. And please listen. If you really want to know where we stand today in fulfilling Srila Prabhupada's desire, in genuinely pleasing Krishna, we need to actually send out a questionnaire. A Google, kya bolte hai isko? Yeah, Google form. A Google form mein 7 questions. Decide where do we individually and as a collective, as a ISKCON society or as a community here in the temple, Radha Gopinath Mandir congregation. Where do we stand? How do we rate ourselves? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 means best. 1 means very poor. 2 means fair. Chalega. 3, acha hai. Utna bhi bura nahi hai. 4, sufficiently. Excellent, that is 5. So here he says, number 1, 7 purposes of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Number 1, to systematically, yahi to khatam ho gaya baat. If you are not systematic, if you are not organized, you fail in the first criteria itself. To systematically. Therefore, Prabhupada, at one particular time, he said, we have to have Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav. Systematically, everyone should study. Not simply to, Virapas certificate, No. To be convinced of these two facts, that the Supreme Lord is the source of everything. He does exist. And dare anyone challenge and confuse me and bewilder me? In fact, anyone who comes in front of me, either he will be convinced or he'll patli gali leke nikal jayega udhar. So systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large and to educate all peoples in the techniques of spiritual life in order to check the imbalance of values in life and to achieve real unity and peace in the world. His Grace Rasmandal Prabhu, one of the top teachers of ISKCON world. He studied in the outside, in Cambridge and all. He's a Britisher. He's an expert in studies outside. He, from the outside teachers, top, sometimes people have rishis outside there. So they came out with 3 things. Knowledge, skills and values. So educating means basically thing. To first give knowledge. To know what is what. Then skills to do based on that knowledge. And value is to actually be, to be an ideal Vaishnava, to be a devotee of the Lord, to be Titikshava, Karunika, Surada, Sarvadehinam, Ajata, Shatrava, Shanta, Sadhava, Sadhu Bhushana. So knowledge means Siddhanta. The head knowledge. That's called Siddhanta, Jnanam. And when that knowledge sinks to the heart and becomes a part of our existence, that's called Sat Achar. Sadachar. It is useless to simply study the scripture and philosophically acute and astute without transformation of the heart, without applying it in our day-to-day lives, with respect to ourselves, with respect to others, with respect to the nature. There is no use of all this knowledge. That is why, right on the Vyasasan, Balram murdered Romaharshan Sutta. Rishir Bhagavato Bhutva Shishyo Aditya Bahunicha Sa Itihasa Puranani Dharma Shastrani Sarvasaha Adantasya. He can't control his senses. Avinitasya Vidyadadati Vinayam. A tree that is laden with fruit bends down. Phalavanta Vrikshayar Gunavanta Jan Swabhavat Namrata Sitahara Swabhava Anukshan. When Kesho Kashmiri came to defeat Digvijay Pandit, and the news was brought by his students to Nimai Pandit, Nimai smiled and he said, "Are big Digvijay Pandits have come in this world since time immemorial. Those Digvijays who demonstrated their Bahu Bala, those Digvijays who traveled with the Sainya Bala, those with Buddhi Bala, those with Dhana Bala, went all around the universe trying to conquer. Where are those Ravanas? Where are those Hiranyakashipus? Where are those Haihaya, Nahusha?" Everyone had to bite the dust. He said, "Phalavanta Vrikshayar Gunavanta Jan Namrata Se Tahara Swabhava Anukshan." Phalavanta Vriksha, those trees which are laden with fruit, and those people who are decorated with wonderful qualities, their first symptom is they are so humble. They bow down. Tranadapi sunichin, taroriva saishna, amaninama. And therefore, he will very soon find his level. And that's exactly what happened. So this is knowledge, siddhanta. That's where we should study. And Srila Prabhupada gave so many books. Nobody should even think of studying other books if you are not well versed with these books first. These are our original curriculum. Only those who have become expert and wore these specs, after wearing these specs, through these specs, look into other books. Sometimes you feel, "Malum hai isme kya diya hua hai? Nahi malum hai humko." Actually, humko nahi malum. Because we read intellectually, we don't put our heart. If we genuinely, like a desperate person drowning looking for a rope, if we look, every word will pop out and give exactly what we need. Because it is non-different from Krishna. Ye yathamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamya. So there is Siddhanta and there is Sadachar. But how does the head knowledge come to heart? The distance is only so much. One, two. But it may take millions of lifetimes. Idhar se idhar utar nahi sakte. Sabse idhar jana hi mushkil hai. Kaliyug mein idhar jana hi mushkil hai. Phir isko idhar utarna. Sab cheez swabhavik roop se niche aata hai. Ye nahi aata hai. The third is the skill. The skill is sadhana. Without putting to practice, "Oh, I am not the body, I am the soul." Theek hai, ya tu karta kya soul ke liye? Nahi, time nahi hai mere paas japa karne. Mere ko malum hai, main soul hoon. क्यों? क्योंकि गीता में कहा एंड आई रिसाइड अ होल लॉट ऑफ वर्सेस हाउ वी आर नॉट द बॉडी ऑफ द सोल. व्हाट आर यू डूइंग फॉर द सोल? सो दिस इज द फर्स्ट थिंग दैट श्रील प्रभुपाद राइट्स टू सिस्टमैटिकली प्रोपगेट स्पिरिचुअल. दिस इज द फर्स्ट वन. देन व्हाट हैपन? इन ऑर्डर टू चेक द इम्बैलेंस ऑफ वैल्यूज इन लाइफ लाइफ इन आवर सेल्स इन अदर्स एंड द वर्ल्ड एट लार्ज टू अचीव रियल यूनिटी एंड पीस इन द वर्ल्ड रियल यूनिटी एंड पीस इन द वर्ल्ड. पीपल नीड अ रोल मॉडल. यू मे गिव देम द फिलोसफी विच फिगर्स आउट answer to all the questions. People, you can impress people by philosophy, but you can't transform people. To transform, they need to see something. You show me something. You don't tell me. You show me one sample of a person who is actually peaceful and is properly, you know, he has figured out exactly what it is. You show me a small society. There was one big farmer in Nasik. He grows, you know, like acres and acres of grapes. Now somebody told him convincingly about the importance of organic grapes. Isme pesticide mar mar ke chi 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 chi. अरे जो जो ग्रो करता है वो जिंदगी में वो खुद ग्रेप्स नहीं खाता है बिकॉज ही नोज व्हाट ऑल ही पुट्स क्या क्या केमिकल में डुबा के रखता है उसको सो दे नेवर ईट. सो ही वाज कन्विंस्ड. आप जो बोल रहे हैं परफेक्ट गलत है पर बढ़त नहीं हो. क्यों? व्हाई? बिकॉज यू शो मी. एक ऐसा एक लता उसका दिखाओ मेरे को जहां तुमने कोई केमिकल नहीं डाला और वो उगा और फला. इफ यू कैन शो मी इवन वन सैंपल एंड व्हेन इट वाज एक्चुअली शोन टू हिम बिकॉज वन ही वाज कॉल्ड ए क्रेजी पर्सन बाय द होल कम्युनिटी नियर बाय ऑल द विलेजेस कॉल्ड वन फेलो क्रेजी फेलो पागल सावे बोलते थे. सनाता सावे पागल सावे क्योंकि ही वॉज थिंकिंग नहीं हो सकता है एक आदर्श सोसाइटी हो सकता है. इस कौन बने हुए ना पागल बोलेंगे लोग. वेन पीपल से यू आर पागल दैट मीन्स नाउ यू आर बोनाफाइड इस कौन डिमांड. सो ही शोड हिम आफ्टर सीइंग एक्चुअली उसको खाया. खाने के बाद सच्ची बोल रहा है इसमें केमिकल नहीं डाला तो देखो हमारे पास है ही नहीं. देन ही सेड आधा एकड़ में ट्राई करता हूं मैं बस एक बार देखता हूं मैं. सो पीपल हु हैव बीन डूइंग दैट सेम थिंग फॉर अ लॉन्ग लॉन्ग टाइम दे कैन गिव 101 सजेशंस फॉर अस. दे मे बी इम्प्रेस्ड बाय भागवत फिलोसफी बट व्हाट विल रियली कन्विंस देम एंड ट्रांसफॉर्म देयर हार्ट. यू शो मी स्मॉल ग्रुप ऑफ डिवोटीज who are living this philosophy, who are actually peaceful, who are happy, who are prosperous, who have balanced and figured out everything, how to deal with myself, how to deal with others, how to deal with nature. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, so this is the first one. And then he said, second one, to propagate a consciousness of Krishna as it is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Not what you think in your manufactured in the factory of your mind. Mera Krishna kala hai, everything. You are also Krishna, this is also Krishna, tu bhi Krishna, mai bhi Krishna. No, as it is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Aham sarvasya prabhavo, matta sarvam pravartate, matta parataram na anyat kinchi dasti dhananjaya. Ete cham sakalapam sa krishnastu bhagavan sa. This understanding of Krishna as a cause of all causes, the source of everything. That should be. It's not about Krishna, the name. It's about the personality whom he represents. Who he is not represents. Once you know, then where is the question? Rama Adimurti Shukalani Menitishthan Nana Avatara Makarot. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, when he says, when I go to some other worship place of different people, and I see, my Lord, how nicely you have manifested in a particular form, just to attract these people with this particular type of level of consciousness and understanding. Wow! That's a Vaishnava, that's a Saragrahi Vaishnava. Third, to bring the members of the society together with each other and nearer to Krishna, the prime entity, thus to develop the idea within the members and humanity at large that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead, Krishna. That means he wanted a society, a small piece, a small society, a community. You show me where they are putting these principles to practice. And they are blissful. They are happy. Yes, it's not that troubles are not there in that society. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj made a very important statement, a very interesting statement. He said, the test of a united, peaceful, happy, nourished community is not that problems won't come. Are problems kaisa nahi aayega? We are in the material world. We are in Kali Yuga. Problems is bound. Do log aayenge to shuru hota hai. Poochne akela akela hi suicide kar leta hai. Because his mind he can't handle. So problems will come. It's not that problems nahi aaya to society strong hai. Nahi nahi. When the problems come, how it is dealt with. This shows the maturity of a community. Problems are bound to come. But how it is handled, how it is dealt with, how it is addressed, that gives hope to the people. Oh, I want to be a part of such a community. I want to be part of such a society. In fact, it's like a Dijao phenomenon. You know Dijao? Dijao means a movie tha. Rajesh Khanna was a hero, Hema Malini thi. And they are driving it. One accident. And Rajesh Khanna falls off the bridge and phir uthta hai. And he doesn't know who he is. I card nahi tha uske paas. Aadhar card bhi nahi tha. Kuch aadhar hi nahi uska identity ka bhi. He's lost. And then he goes to the village and there is another Hema Malini. It's another one. And he says, who are you? I don't know. She gives him a name, Namkaran Diya. And then he starts living there. And then he suddenly comes one day driving to the city. And then he says, kahin to dekha hua lag raha hai. Wohi ghar. Ye sadak mujhe aisa hi lag raha hai. Jana hua sadak hai, jahan main jata. Ye dukaan aise lag raha hai, main kahin aaya karta tha. And then one day, another accident. And he wakes up. And he remembers this and forgets that. Village all over. Oh, aake bolti kudhe, mujhe kya maalum tu kaun hai kya tha? So, when you are in another identity, the previous identities, things are called dejao. Dejao matlab, dekha hua lag raha hai ye sab. Kahin to dekha hua hai, kahin to khaya hua lag raha hai item ko. So, we were all in the spiritual world. And thak! Krishna bhuliya jeev bhava maa. Maya tare japati ek kaan ki nahi baya. Main kaun hu? Tu Ramesh hai, Sumesh hai, Mahesh hai, Dinesh hai. Acha. Ye teri patni hai, tere bacche. Janasya mo hoyam aham mameti. Aa gaya bas. Permanently settled. And working hard and strong. And suddenly, but this time not hard, but little. Bhagavad Gita course ho raha hai. Journey of self-discovery. Third day, who am I? उसके बाद भगवान के सामने कहीं देखा हुआ लग रहा है महाप्रसाद कहीं खाया हुआ लग रहा है कथा सुना हुआ लग रहा है कीर्तन किया हुआ लग रहा है अबे गधे किया तू कर अभी सो इट्स लाइक वन मोर एंड देन सडनली स्टार्ट मूविंग टुवर्ड्स दैट सो द होल आइडिया is to bring the members of the society together with each other and nearer to Krishna. To our original constitutional Jiver Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. Moving towards that. Next, to teach and encourage Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting of the holy name of God, as revealed in the teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ultimately, Yajna Sankirtana Prayajantihi Sumedha. He is the incarnation of this Yuga, Yuga Avatar. He has established the Yuga Dharma. So that needs to be established. Then, now comes the awe after doing all of this, which is what Prabhupada did in 26 Second Avenue. And after that, to erect for the members and for society at large, holy place of transcendental pastimes dedicated to the personality of Krishna. Then comes a temple. You need a bottle only when there is water. Actually, the bottle is not important. But if you are thirsty and someone gives you a beautiful bottle, only bottle, no water. No. What is really needed is water. But if we want to drink water for the whole day or for a whole journey, and if you want to distribute water to everyone, you can't hold it in your pocket under dhoti or something like that. You need some container. So first we need devotees. And positive problem is when the devotees are getting stuffed up, there is no place. Idhar kahin unke ghar mein kahin. Ab Prabhuji bahut ho gaya. Hamara hi khud ka ek jagah hona chahiye. Apne dam par. In Mira Road, yeah. Apne dam par. Khud ka ghar. I think we need a place. What kind of a place? A place where Krishna is the center. A place where everyone knows who they are. You know, we are part and parcel. We are servant of the servant. Gopi, Bhartur, Padakamalayor, Das, Das, Anu, Das. This is not only for the members to come together and have this loving exchange of Dadati, Pratigrihnati, Guhyamakya, but also to invite others. Yeah, please come. This house should have doors and windows. Imagine a house without door and window. Samadhi ho jayega. Ye raha karte the. Andar hi hai, par bahar nikalne ka darwaja nahi tha. Saans lene ke liye khidki nahi banaya. Bhul gaye wo. Jab banaya, last eek rakha, wahi reh gaye wo. So we need to have door. The door is the place to go out and invite everyone else. Please sir, come. That's like our Harinam Sankirtan. That's like our book distribution. Where we go out from our house to distribute this knowledge. But not all are, some are hesitant to come straight away to someone's house. Tere ghar mein main kyun aaun? So for them there are windows. Toh jaan ke dekho. Achha, dawa ke khate ho yaar aap log? Achha, naachte ho? Haan. Naya hoon, khidki se nahi, darwaja se aap. So the windows are something like GEV. Where you come, tere ko jo chahiye wo milega. Baad mein thoda dhak ke dekh, hum log kya karte? Vrindavan Bihari ko dekh, Govardhan Shila ko dekh, ye Vrindavan ko dekh. Achha laga? Radha Gopinath Mandir, tu rehta kidhar hai? South Bombay, idhar hi hai. Darwaja khola hai udhar. So anyway, different way of attracting people. In the process, they get association with devotees. The whole purpose of these kind of projects, which appears not directly preaching, they are not meant for us for nourishment. They are facilities for us to reach out to them who directly probably are not able to connect to too many of these things straight away. But these are to be handled by experts, not anyone who himself is not clear of his identity. Otherwise, he wonder, ye main bahar aaya hoon, ye mera ghar hai, wo pados hai. So that needs to be there. To bring the members closer together for the purpose of teaching a simpler and more natural way of life. We are gone so far away in this day and age. Like yesterday or a few days back, one purport said, it's all due to artificial living. So much artificial. The food is artificial, the air is artificial. Everything is artificial. And we have gone so far away from natural, that directly natural is a culture shock for us. Kya lota leke jungle mein jane ka? Nahin. Mere ko ekdam western wala chahiye. I can relieve myself. Uske baad tum jo tapasya karana karao. So we need a phase. Phasing out into natural. Too much natural is a culture shock for a person who has completely lived artificial. So we need a place where artificially you get satisfied. Then part of the day you experience nature. Which Krishna gave free of cost. But now you have to pay to experience nature. But gradually people, oh, it's nice. Achha lagta hai ye to. Achha hawa. Bole, free mein tere ghar mein kya? Tum logon ne khachra kar diya usko. You spoiled it. Because of so much of artificial, like Prabhupada says, factories, artificial, so many factories, rather than natural. But it is so difficult, because the whole system is so much, you know, complicated. But that doesn't mean we give up. We begin. If Prabhupada had given up thinking, baap re, ye paasha desho kaise banane ka? He said, no. They just go on. Seeing that ideal, the Lord's vision, and in the current situation, according to time, place and circumstance, with the given resources, with best intention of trying to share this, they just go on with whatever they have. But those people who are sincere, they can see that and naturally become, join the bandwagon, they jump into it. And very soon you have a wonderful society. And to last one, he says, with a view towards achieving the aforementioned purposes, to publish and distribute periodicals, magazines, books and other writings. Sometimes we wonder, aajkal book kaun padhta hai Prabhuji? It's not a question of just books alone. It's a question of this information to be reaching out in whatever format. But they should actually see this, they actually experience this. At least they should hear. And so it's necessary to have systems in it, because in a systematic way, we need to give that knowledge first and gradually invite them to get an experience of a place where they can say, yeah, seems out of the world. I never thought such a place can exist in Mumbai, a city like Mumbai. So much passion and so much of ignorance, right in the middle of it, it's like an oasis in the desert. And that's what Srila Prabhupada has created. And then, in that association, having come and having gradually taken up the process of purification, then when you hear this, that, you know, the kings were like Maharaj Yudhishthira, and not only every citizen, but even nature was paying their tax perfectly to such a representative of the Lord. It's very easy to accept. It's not some, you know, surprise like that. So, I think I'll conclude here. Thank you very much. Any questions, any comments, clarifications? The question is, when is the next item, that is the prasad? To digest this information, we need some nice ingredients. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki, Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.